In 1993, Helen Prejean, a Louisiana nun who became spiritual advisor to a murderer on death row, wrote a book about that experience. She gave it the title Dead Man Walking. That's the term guards use for a condemned prisoner on his way to the execution chamber. Filmmaker Tim Robbins has now adapted Sister Helen's book as a movie starring Susan Sarandon and Sean Penn. Critic Bob Mondello says it's one of the best films of the past year, but it is not easy viewing.
Sister Helen Prejean is working with poor children in a church-run school when someone asks her to correspond with a convict on death row. The prisoner's name is Matthew Poncelet. He's a 20-something drifter convicted with another man of abducting and murdering a couple they found on Lover's Lane. He admits being present, but tells Susan Sarandon's Sister Prejean that he's innocent of the murders. Still, even if that's true, he's no prize, as she discovers when she meets him face-to-face. Played broodingly by Sean Penn, Poncelet is combative, authority-hating, and menacing. And those are his good points.
I know a lot of lazy welfare-taking coloreds sucking up tax dollars.
You sound like a politician.
What's that mean?
You ever been the object of prejudice?
No.
What do you suppose people think about inmates on death row?
I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
They're all monsters. Disposable human waste. Good for nothing, sucking up tax dollars.
Yeah, but I ain't no victim. They gonna kill me, I'm innocent. I ain't whining, I ain't sitting on no porch going slavery. I like rebels. Some blacks is okay. Martin Luther King, he led his people all the way to D.C., kicked the white man's butt.
You respect Martin Luther King?
Now, he put up a fight, he wasn't lazy.
What about lazy whites?
Don't like them.
So it's lazy people you don't like.
Can we talk about something else?
A poster child he's not, but Sister Prejean nonetheless agrees to become his spiritual advisor as he faces execution, a decision that places her at odds with the prison chaplain, most of the people in her community, and most painfully for her, with the parents of the slain teenagers.
I'm just trying to follow the example of Jesus, who said that every person is worth more than their worst act.
This is not a person. This is an animal. No, I take that back. Animals don't rape and murder their own kind. Matthew Poncelet is God's mistake. And you want to hold the poor murderer's hand? You want to be there to comfort him when he dies? There wasn't anybody in the woods that night to comfort Hope when those two animals pushed her face down into the wet grass.
I just want to help him take responsibility for what he did.
Does he admit to what he did? Is he sorry?
He says it didn't kill anybody.
Sister, you're in waters way over your head.
I don't know what
Dead Man
like.
Walking is pretty relentless in its passions and is not sweetened by Hollywood sentimentality. Actor Tim Robbins, who both wrote and directed the film, may be fiercely opposed to capital punishment, but he's made a picture that most viewers will find remarkably even-handed. If you go in favoring an eye for an eye, you'll find articulate support for that view from people who raise arguments that have no easy answers. In fact, as the film explores the moral issues raised by this odd alliance of nun and convicted murderer, pretty much every view gets challenged. What's indisputable is the quality of the filmmaking, which sometimes seems to be taking place entirely in severe close-up, so intense are the performances. Penn is ferocious and unsympathetic enough that the whole movie gains toughness from his portrayal, and Sarandon never allows her character to seem either self-righteous or a bleeding heart. In fact, she and director Tim Robbins have created one of the most persuasively down-to-earth portraits of a religious figure you will ever have seen on screen. The Sister Prejean they depict is not saintly, nor does she indulge in the sort of faith questioning that Hollywood generally assumes is the only interesting thing a person of the cloth can do. Rather, she's presented as a strong, principled woman with the same human failings that most of us have.
How fast was it going?
35 miles an hour, ma'am. You and none?
Yes.
Never gave a ticket, no none before. Gave a ticket to a guy from the IRS one time. Got audited the next year. Tell you what, sister, I'm gonna let this one slide.
That the filmmakers can make an amusing little encounter like this seem revealing about public attitudes toward the clergy while not letting anything slide in the story's rush to judgment is what makes Dead Man Walking such a remarkable film. I'm Bob Mondello.